possible work session on House Bill 4064 and House Bill 4065. Staff, do you want to explain House Bill 4064?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, what you have in House Bill 4064, it's a sunset on the cigarette tax rate increase that you've currently passed in House Bill 4051, and this is going to be the enrolled version of House Bill 4051. And the sunset is set at January 1st, 2009. This only takes effect if enrolled on House Bill 4051 becomes law. What this is going to do is going to reduce then the cigarette tax revenue primarily dedicated to funding the Oregon Health Plan, and it's going to reduce it by approximately $220 million per biennium beginning in that 2009-11 biennium. So basically, just so everyone's clear, that in your House Bill 4051C, your version, you did not have a temporary tax. It was a permanent tax of 60 cents per pack of cigarettes.
Okay, you've heard the explanation. Question is Senator Meadows.
Help me understand. One has a date of July 1, 2009, and the revenue thing is January 1st, 2009. Help me reconcile this.
Oh, Mr. Senator Meadows, you're correct. It should be July 1, 2009. It was just probably a mistake that I made in getting on the revenue impact. Yes.
July 1, 2009.
Further questions? If not, we'll open the public hearing on House Bill 4064. Is there anyone who would like to testify on House Bill 4064? If not, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 4064. Open the work session on House Bill 4064. Staff, are there any amendments?
No amendments.
Chair would move that we send House Bill 4064 out to the Senate. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's so ordered. Close the work session on House Bill 4064. Open the public hearing on House Bill 4065. Staff?
With House Bill 4065, this is going to refer then the enrolled House Bill 4051 to a vote of the people at a special election on September 17, 2002. And the revenue impact from that will be going from your House Bill 4051C version. That is going to have an effective date beginning October 1st, 2002, but now with this special election, that would be September 17, 2002, it's going to move the effective date of the tax into November 1st, 2002. So they're going to have a loss of revenue of $8.1 million in that 2001-03 biennium due to that month loss of due to the month difference in the effective date of the measure.
Senator Meadows?
Does this recapture some of the costs that were assumed by having a special election?
Representative Meadows, no, Senator Meadows, this is not at all taken into consideration in the fiscal cost to an election.
So but earlier when we had previous bill, we assumed a special election cost, did we not?
Senator Meadows, yeah, with House Bill 4059, that was the election a bill where there was cost to having the special election on September 17th for HJR 80. Mm-hmm. So at that time, you were going to be paying already to have a special election for HJR 80 on September 17th, 2002. So now when you're referring also House Bill 4051, you're going to have some incremental cost increases, but it's not going to be significant in, you know, fiscal.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be reflected in your fiscal impact.
Are there further questions? If not, does anyone wish to testify on House Bill 4065? If not, the hearing is closed on House Bill 4065. Mm-hmm. Open the work session on House Bill 4065. Mm-hmm. Staff?
No amendments.
No amendments? Okay. Senator Meadows now moves House Bill 4065 out to the Senate. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's so approved. And we are adjourned. I'll carry them both. We are adjourned.